Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, happy holidays and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 5 years we've been asking the franchipreneurs of Own One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Anthony Russo of the Russo's New York Pizzeria and Russo's Coal-Fired Italian Kitchen. And we're going to be speaking to Anthony about both concepts in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we've got a great show.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, where for over 6 years now we've been asking the franchipreneurs of Own One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Anthony Russo of the Russo's New York Pizzeria and Russo's Coal-Fired Italian Kitchen, and we're going to be speaking to Anthony about both concepts today. Hey, Anthony, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Anthony. Thanks for coming on the show. This is actually our last show of the season, so we're excited to have you. We would like to ask our guest, where are you calling from today, Anthony?
Houston, Texas.
Oh, nice. How's the weather there today?
You know, it's not that cold. It's not bad. It's what, maybe 50s? So it's
okay,
a lot
great.
Warmer than being in New York.
That's good. That's true. Is that where your headquarters is actually located, Anthony?
No, actually, it's in Houston, Texas, but I'm from the New Jersey area, so I spent a lot of time in New York and New Jersey.
I detect a little accent, actually, so I can tell you're from the East Coast. That's
absolutely.
You know, you were, you know, I was reading about you, Anthony, you know, and it sounds like you were almost like born into this business. I was thinking maybe we could start off, you could talk a little bit about yourself and, you know, how you got into this whole concept. And it goes all the way back to Sicily, doesn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, my Sicily, and then my dad's from Italy. So both my parents are Italian, and we cooked at home great Italian meals. And you know, they moved to the United States in the 60s, lived in New Jersey for many years. Yeah.
Okay.
So then from New Jersey, moved down to Texas in 1978, opened a Mexican restaurant in Galveston Island called Russo's Italian Restaurant. And that's where it got started.
That's fantastic. I was saying to my wife earlier, I said, this show's going to be a killer for me today, Anthony, because I'm going to be starving. I haven't eaten breakfast or lunch yet, so. And I'm a big fan of Italian food, by the way. You know, it was interesting when I'm originally from Brooklyn, moved to New Jersey like yourself, Anthony, and then we moved out to Pennsylvania. And, you know, it's just one of the biggest complaints I have about living out here is it's so hard to get good Italian food, you know. So I hope no one from Pennsylvania is listening today, but that's not going to be possible. You know, so it's great. It sounds like you were able to capture, you know, that New York taste and that New York atmosphere into, you know, what you guys are doing. How do you describe, you know, both concepts to someone, like if they were to come up to you at like a franchise show and say, so what do you guys do? I mean, it's more than just pizza, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's like going back, you know, when I grew up in New Jersey area, I used to go to a little mom and pop pizzeria back home. You don't only get pizza, but you get, you know, lasagna, spaghetti, homemade gnocchi, a little bit of everything. And, you know, they would call it trattorias back then. So what if trattoria had, you know, pizza, pasta, salads. So as I, you know, was creating, you know, recipes for my family's business, you know, over the years, going back and forth from New Jersey and New York, I started a concept called Russo's New York Pizzeria. And I brought some of my favorites, you know, as I grew up, you know, pizza butter slice, calzones, you know, great pasta dishes. Everything was made homemade, fresh from scratch, and that's how we did it. So we opened up several of these stores over the years, very successful. And then because of my background, the culinary background, you know, preparing great upscale Italian cuisine, like, you know, the patata, chicken patata. You know, we do some buco specials. At the Russo's Italian restaurant, my dad's place is more upscale. But I don't want to carry that concept over. I want to make it more casual. That's when I started Russo's coal-fired Italian kitchen, which, you know, served all those nice dishes at a reasonable price, still maintaining the true family recipes, everything all made from scratch, and, you know, selecting the right ingredients, using fresh products, making pizza dough, pizza sauce, salad dressing, all fresh on the premises. So that's what was called for Italian kitchen, more of a restaurant, casual setting with a little wine bar.
Wow.
So pretty neat little concept.
Yeah, I was going to say, at what point, Anthony, did you decide to, you know, start franchising? I mean, it must have been, you know, interesting, you know, for your parents, I guess, to, you know, see that, you know, the concept is now being franchised, you know. At what point did you say, okay, this will be our method of expansion?
In mid-90s, I started, my first store was 92. My dad was old-fashioned, old school. He liked his restaurant. He didn't want to leave his place. He was happy with what he had, you know. But I was more, you know, entrepreneur. I just want to go
seeing
think, you
know. Picture.
Let me try it.
That's fantastic. I mean, and both these concepts are pretty big industries. You know, I don't know. I mean, I know the number, you know, is in the billions, you know, whether we're talking about, you know, pizza or, you know, anything relating to the restaurant. So I know the industry is huge. Has technology played a role in this business at all, Anthony? I mean, I suspect it's a lot different today, you know, than from, I guess, when your dad started the whole concept, you know.
Yeah, it's a big difference. Yeah. Back then, we didn't have point-of-sale systems. You know, we didn't have a fancy, you know, inventory control, the management portals, or, you know, the point-of-sale system today has, you can log in employees' hours. Back then, everything was all done by hand. You know, your tickets, your orders, your order slips, you know, you log in employees' hours by hand, you know, all that stuff goes on manually. So today, the point-of-sale system and the order online features, too. Now you can order products online. You know, so we do your website.
That's true.
Yeah, that was unavailable back then. There was no, you know, order online process. So We did our delivery orders, everything by hand, manual written tickets. Well, today it's all automated, which is fantastic. So
yeah,
both
it is fantastic.
Both concepts, you know, New York Pizzeria and the Qualified Italian Kitchen. We offer catering. We have a nice website, order online feature, and our point of sale system takes care of all the HR part of it as well. So that's a big difference today than what's before.
That's
the reporting aspect is huge. Yeah.
What's been the most interesting thing that's happened since you've started franchising? It's kind of a question. I'm sure there's like 100 different stories, but is there anything, you know, that stands out from when you started franchising this whole concept?
The biggest difference would be more like challenging. The stuff would be we don't have that many obstacles. I mean, the challenging part of it is when you talk to new franchisees, they're going to have restaurant experience. You know,
right.
Over the phone, it's a little different to describe your concept. But once they
yes.
come to Houston and they actually come and visit your store or your location to see how simple the
yeah.
process is, not so complicated to serve all those nice homemade dishes, and that's, you know, the challenging part. Once they come see us and they understand the whole concept, and that's easy, you know, to train anybody with no experience. You know, the training
yeah.
program lasts about 6 weeks. So, and,
that's
you know,
great.
Yeah. And what we do different is, you know, not many brands in today's marketplace make everything
right.
from scratch. And it's all processed food. So processed, you know, pre-made pizza sauces. You have processed cheese. You have different pizza toppings. You know, we took all that out. Everything is all made from scratch. And that's a big difference.
It is a big difference, you know. It's again, and I always hope, like, you know, like Domino's isn't listening or anything like that, you know. But it's very tough for me, you know, to, you know, eat pizza like that. You know, I've always had
right.
a very
yeah.
difficult time. So,
yeah.
you know, when you hear something that's made from scratch, and you know, it's interesting as you were, you know, describing the whole concept, the simplicity of it. You know what I mean? And I guess that's probably when you guys knew you were also ready to start franchising as well. You know, is this. Concept can actually be duplicated, can it? You know, it's not.
Oh, easily, over and over and over. Simple. You know, I mean, it's like when you make pesto sauce, you can use fresh basil, you use olive oil, you use pine nuts,
right.
you know, you can make. It's that easy. So why buy it made, pre-made already? The flavor's not there, you know?
Exactly.
So I want to give the experience, you know, to a new franchisee or to the consumer, actually, when they walk in at Rooster's restaurant from the front door, I want them to get that experience. The smell, the aroma, it's what
yeah.
going to catch them, you know? That's when it starts. When you first walk in the restaurant, you know it's a great place. The smell is going to get you.
Absolutely, it's the whole experience. What will you be looking for, Anthony? Like as far as like characteristics or traits in your franchisees, anything specifically?
You know, we look at the individual, you know, personality, the credit history,
mm-hmm.
big deal,
mm-hmm.
more customer service orientated. You know, if
yeah.
they have some. You know, business, you know, some business sense. I mean, it's
right.
all about working, too. You know, you have to spend time in your business. If you don't spend time in your business,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not gonna work. So I like individuals that want to spend time in the restaurant, that enjoy, you know, serving good quality food or
right.
meeting with the customers. Pretty much a hands-on prospect, you know, franchisee, more foodie-driven, you know.
Absolutely.
That's what I look for, someone looking for something unique that's different. Because
right.
there's brands out there, there's pizzerias, just only pizzas. And there's Italian
yeah.
restaurant only doing only Italian food that don't do pizza well. So we're able to do both,
right.
You know, in one concept. So you get the full Italian experience, you got the pizza experience, you know, our menu's broad, which attracts family and kids.
Right.
As you see, so it's a good model. It's a really good model. It takes... you know, somebody to see that.
Right, absolutely. What's what would the training be like? I mean, once, you know, you know that you like them, Anthony, and they like you, and they say, okay, you know, we want to go forward, what are typically, like, the next steps after that?
The next step is once we grant the franchise and they come on board, and we start cooking. I mean, they cook in one of our restaurants.
Right.
All the training is done in a live restaurant location.
Wow.
So I'll be
that's
in the
great.
Kitchen with the guys. So we'll walk in the kitchen, we'll start making the stuff from scratch. So and
right.
it starts in the kitchen. That's where it starts. And then we'll move on to different areas, the pizza station or front of the house, you know, or the management role. That's
wow.
how it starts. Let's do our restaurant. Let's practice one of my stores.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Like it's yours.
It is. It's interesting, you know, it being in that live setting, you know what I mean? Because, like, a lot of times, you know, it's not always in that live setting, you know. And you always wonder how it's going to transfer over to, you know, with the first day when they open up, you know. They say, oh, my
That's
God,
right.
these
That's
are
right.
live
That's
people,
right.
you know what I mean? So I think that's interesting that you guys do that. I think that definitely stands out, you know, and I think that's so important. What's a typical day like for someone who's never, like, worked in this business, you know, and they might be interested in getting into something like this? If you could paint a picture of, like, a typical day of, you know, from the moment you go in to the moment you go home and everything else in between, what's that like, Anthony?
Let's see, you mean, like, when they first come
like a typical day, like, let's say, like, their first day of work, you know, like, they, you know, it's their first day of operations, or, you know, what is a typical day like as a Russo's franchisee?
On the first day, we toured the kitchen. We introduced them to the staff, and then we start, say after lunch, we start doing some prep item work. Say we'll make a lasagna, for example. So the first day would be, you know, come with our prep team here, and let's make lasagna together, or we'll make meatballs together. Whatever's on the schedule of the restaurant charts for that day that we're going to be prepping, then we're going to get them involved and hands-on, you know, helping prepping these items. And those are kind of... that's my first day approach is let's start prepping so you see the simplicity of it, you know, how simple it is.
Mm-hmm.
And also meet our chefs, meet our culinary team in the kitchen, you know, just bring the family together. So the first day is let's take some food, let's sample some products, meet Rocio, meet my chef Luigi, things like that. You know, that's the first day.
And once it's established, Anthony, like, you know, once they're established in their community, what happens after that, you know, as once you're like a franchise owner, you know, what's a typical day like from there?
When they open the store, when they're in operation or before?
Yeah,
they
once
open
they're in operation, yeah. What is that like, you know, once the operation is running live, you know?
It's exciting. I mean, the franchises are very, you know, very excited for the first year opening up. You know, we're going to be there with them as well. They're not by themselves. So, you know, I go out there personally. My cooks go out there with them. There's about four of us that will go out to a new store opening. So, we're there with them when they first open up the stores. You know, it's a customer's reaction, you know, when they first walk
in.
You know,
right.
And the reviews that they get from day one, it's amazing. You know, they're like, it's great. It's fantastic. It doesn't feel like it's a franchise, you know, cookie-cutter concept because all stores are custom-built. It's, you know, it's custom-built, it's custom design work. So, and the franchisee pretty much, you know, enjoy that, you know, interaction with customers. It's the customer's reaction for the first week. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting you said that, you know, because, like, in the last month, you know, I've heard that response twice, you know. I think sometimes, I don't say the negative aspects of franchising, but, you know, sometimes you can tell that it's a franchise, you know what I mean? Like, you go into a Subway and you know that, you know, it's all the same, you know what I mean? And
right,
to say that
right.
It doesn't always have that feel, I think that certainly adds to the character of the franchise, which I think is fantastic. You, when I was studying you, you know, a little bit about your background, Anthony, it sounds to me like you're an entrepreneur. You know, you have all these characteristics and traits of being an entrepreneur and, you know, seeing the big picture, you know, where maybe, you know, your parents were maybe content on like, you know, the one or two units. That, you know, it looks like you're looking at this big picture for Russo's, you know, and branding Russo's and things like that. What advice would you give to our listeners as far as, you know, buying a franchise? Because so many of them, they have it in their mind that they want to buy a franchise, and we find that most of our listeners don't even know where to begin because there's just so much out there today. I guess, what would you say to them to help them?
I guess when you select any business, you know, it's something you have to look at yourself, see if you would enjoy, you know, working that role. You know, if it's a sandwich business or if it's a restaurant, you know. I personally will look at, you know, I love great Italian food. I love, you know, you know, for me, just making pizza, I'll be bored, to be honest with you. You know, so I want that culinary experience. If I want to own a restaurant, I want to have that culinary experience and also have the same experience with my guests and my customers. Have the flexibility, you know, running some specials. Have the flexibility, you know, feature some new menu items and working with the, you know, a chef. Our support, you know, with ongoing recipes and rolling out new menu special items gives you that experience. You know, it's your business, technically.
Right.
So, you know, and you have to find some that you would enjoy doing.
This is well said. How much space is required to open up? In both cases, is it the same, Anthony, or is the space requirement different for both franchises? And what's the ideal location that you're looking for?
Ideal location, I like to go to a plus shopping center that has either a gourmet grocery store chain or a nice gym lifestyle center or outdoor town centers. Those are the kind of centers that I look for because that draws a lot of consumers in for different things, you know, for shopping and for traffic. And I like end caps. So with the end cap location are the best for me when you go to pre-construction. Mm-hmm. I would like to choose the end cap so I can build a nice outdoor patio, you know, to give them a nice curb appeal. But in-life space is nice too, you know. So my first choice would be, you know, end caps, and then my second choice would be in-life space. We don't do much freestanding buildings. We like to reduce our investment and go into nice upscale shopping centers, you know, and you can go into anywhere from 1,500 square feet to 5,000 square feet, and that's the size that we have in the marketplace.
That's great. What are the plans for the future? I mean, being that you're, you know, the founder of the organization, I can ask you, like, you know, where do you see the company, Anthony, maybe like, you know, 3 to 5 years down the road?
Actually, we have already granted 26 new franchises already and plan to develop in the next 2 years. Not only here in the United States, but also in the Middle East as well, too. We have 3 stores opening up in February in Abu Dhabi, Dubai, and Bahrain. So we have some great relationship with franchisees there in that market. So we're growing internationally. So my goal is to grow domestically and internationally. So we have a good presence in the Middle East.
Wow.
And then the United States has some big plans here to develop Florida. You know, we have Tulsa, Oklahoma, you know, Tennessee. So that's really great, you know, plans here in the U.S. So
that's amazing. You know, I mean, what's that going to feel like for you when you go to, you know, the Middle East and you see a Russo's? You know, I mean, I can't imagine what that feels like.
Yeah, you know, we did. We went down there. I shook my kitchen out there for a food show. I brought my pizza oven, my dough mixer, and I was making pizzas there live at these events. You know, and these guys couldn't even believe it. You know, when they tasted the pizza, I just made a simple cheese pizza. When they tasted it, they were like, What's in this pizza? They can't believe it's just cheese.
Oh,
no,
that's
there's
funny.
There's something else in this pizza, you know?
Right.
Yes, we were rolling fresh dough in the mornings, right, in the morning to get ready. We had a lot of people just watching. We're amazing. And we're making fresh dough at the trade show. So that was exciting.
Right. Yeah.
Look, you know, you have Pizza Hut and Papa John's or all the other brands there. Don't use pizza sauce. Use ketchup sauce.
Right.
You pour ketchup sauce on your pizza. I've never heard that before.
Right.
Ketchup sauce. Spicy ketchup sauce.
And there is a very big difference, isn't there? You know,
there is a big difference, yeah.
Yeah, you can see it in people's eyes, you know, like how, you know, it lights up, you know, when they have real pizza, you know. But that's wonderful. That's congratulations on that. I mean, that really is exciting for you, you know. So it sounds like there's a lot going on with Russo's right now. So that's wonderful. What's the best way for our listeners, Anthony, to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Are there any websites they can go to, any phone numbers they can call?
Yes, it's www.nypizzeria.com.
Okay.
And they can reach us also, call us, you know, 713-821-1321. Yeah, we're here in Houston, Texas.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you again, Anthony. You've been a fantastic guest, and you know, I'd already like to invite you back in 2013 as you continue to grow, and I can find out about your experience in the Middle East.
That's good. All right.
Thanks so much, Anthony. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And don't forget to listen to our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising. For this podcast, you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now for almost 2 years, and in that time frame, we've had some fantastic quotes on the topic of franchising. Today, you're going to get to hear from Gary Okigrasso of the Desert Moon Fresh Mexican Grill franchise concept. And Gary answers the question, what is the best franchise? It's a common question that Don, myself, and Gary have received over the last decade, and I thought Gary's response was fantastic. He also talks about the three-legged stool of a successful franchise. His answer was brilliant. Today's podcast is being brought to you by Franchise Interviews LLC, and Franchise Interviews gives you an up-close and behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get inside tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Each week you get to hear interviews with franchisors, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and franchise attorneys. And our franchise newsletter, which is a must-read for anyone looking to buy a franchise. And here we go with Gary Okigrasso of the Desert Moon Franchise Concept.
I'm running the business as long as I have the passion and the work ethic, really.
And, you know, that's a great point. I do several seminars a year on the topic of franchising, and I'll tell you, I don't think that there isn't a meeting that goes by that someone in the audience doesn't raise their hand and ask me what I think, quote, the best franchise is.
I get that all the time, you know, myself, Gary, being in financing, people always ask me.
Same here.
Yeah, and, you know, first of all, ultimately that's a money question, and I'm one of those folks who believe if you chase money, you won't get any. You know, my response over the years has always been the same. It's not about, quote, the best franchise. It's about, really, what is the best franchise for you? What's
right.
your passion? What do you love to do? What are you good at? Because, again, you know, quoting Michael Gerber, once you get past that infancy stage where you are the technician, or as we say in our business, the chief cook and bottle wash, you then need to expand your business by getting started on the work of an entrepreneur and bringing the technicians and the managers in to work with you on your business. So to simply ask what's the best franchise is to simply say what's the best automobile. I guess the issue is what's the criterion? What are you looking for? What are you good at? What's your background? And most importantly, what are you passionate about? If you're not passionate about building a business, then chances are you'll get exactly what you may be passionate or not passionate about. And in the case of a lack of passion, that would be nothing.
When people ask that to me, Gary, I say there's thousands of franchises. How the heck do I know?
There you go.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a very, for experienced franchisees, and I think you alluded earlier in the top of the show regarding some of the work that my friend Dan Rowe at FranSmart is doing, you know, there are experienced franchisees, certainly the type that Desert Moon is seeking, who have background in the food industry, who understand the business model of franchising, have an organization, and they take a system like Desert Moon Fresh Mexican Grill and they plug it into their already existing system. And that's one type of franchisee. And then you have another type of franchisee who was the first-time business owner, the entrepreneur, the person who is dreaming of operating their own business and developing a business, whose approach is extremely different. Their approach is much more from a technical aspect, much more local in the beginning. Many of them work, you know, 70, 80, 90, 100 hours a week. Essentially, they buy themselves a job. And I don't mean that in a negative way, because in the beginning, for the first-time business owner, if they're involved in a business that they're unfamiliar with, that's a great way to learn the business. And then they, you know, and then they develop from there. So there are different types of franchisees as well as different types of franchise companies and business models. So I'm convinced there's a good fit for everyone and anyone out there who wants to pursue the use of franchising as a development tool for themselves, either as a franchisee or a small business owner that wants to duplicate their business but doesn't want to open up a bunch of company stores. They want to use franchising as a tool. There are plenty of opportunities out there.
It sounds like Desert Moon will go in either direction in getting a new franchisee, either that already existing business owner experience or the first-time owner, right?
Absolutely. We obviously are cautious about who we bring in as franchisees. If you look at what I refer to as the three-legged stool of a successful franchise operation, the three legs are the concept, the operator, and the location. The first piece, the concept, I'm confident regarding Desert Moon Fresh Mexican Grill, because we're a 16, 17-year-old company with a long operating history of success.
Right.
Location is something that is always up for grabs with potential franchisees, because it's elusive in the sense that you need to understand what makes your operation work. So locations look different to different types of operation. But the other piece, the operator, who is the franchisee, that's key. Even in a great location with a great concept, the wrong franchisee could fail. Because the franchisee is the pulse, is the heart of the business. The concept may be the brains, the location may be the legs, if you will, how it stands, but the franchisee is the heart of the business. And what the franchisee takes to the business really will set the tone.
That's interesting.
So we're very careful about franchisees, whether they're experienced or first-time business owners.
That's interesting. What do you look for in a...
Thanks, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, brought to you by Franchise Interviews. Take care.